So that was about radio. We'll talk about print now. And print is one of the media which has been present around us since a long, long time. And probably, you know, the early days of advertising, they started with print. And obviously, because of the way print media is, this kind of an authenticity that is, associated with the print ads, right? But we've seen that, you know, print ad revenues, they have degrown, print is getting replaced, not exactly replaced, but slowly digital apps, digital news apps are eating into the revenues of print. But yes, it's still preferred by the advertisers for creating that impact. And whenever they want to kind of communicate a big message or a comprehensive message, print is used. Of course, with the authenticity is always there. Now, talking about the revenues on print media, we've observed that we've seen that the newspaper revenues have grown with respect to the previous year, but they're still not back to the pre-COVID levels, which we have seen. The magazine revenues, again, they have also grown compared to last a couple of years, but again, they are not close to the pre-pandemic era. Now, in terms of the sectors that advertise on TV, services have become the largest sector, those advertise on print, followed by, there's e-com sales that happen, and then retail space is there. Talking about the distribution of print or which states have a very high affinity towards print advertising, it's observed that almost like 50% of the newspaper volumes, they are contributed by the five states like Maharashtra, this Uttar Pradesh, this Tamil Nadu, and this Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh. So these five states put together have contributed to almost 50% of the ad volumes on print. Now, when it comes to print media, usually what we imagine is a half page ad or a full page ad that's there in the newspaper, right? But we've seen that the revenues have kind of grown, have kind of gone down. But the innovation in print formats, right, it is on the rise. So advertisers no longer just want to do a half page or a full page ad. They want to go beyond that. And that is what is gaining traction. So there are multiple such innovations which are possible on TV, on print. One of such high impact format is called as a power jacket. Now, a power jacket is basically, why the name is power jacket is that we can consider that, there's page one and page two. There will be ads on page one and page two, and then there will be ads on the last and the penultimate page. So basically, it's like the content of the newspaper is basically wrapped around by a jacket, right? So effectively, these are like four pages of advertisement which are there, which is called as a power jacket. Right, so it's a very, very impactful property. Of course, very expensive, but a lot of brands consider it for their launches, their launch communications, and if there are there's an impact that they want to create in the market, power jackets are considered. Then there is French window. It's kind of like a window itself, wherein the page, the ad is cut into half, and you can open it like this. So that's basically a French window. Then there are flaps, like vertical flaps. Basically, instead of a full page, it's actually half page, but it's not a horizontal half page. Instead, it's a vertical half page, right? It's an impactful property because it comes usually over the masthead. Then when it comes to the masthead, which is a very, very premium or a sensitive part for any news publication, The masthead is basically their name written at the top of the newspaper. So, for example, when for Times of India, the place where the Times of India is written is called as the masthead. Now, integrating with the masthead is very impactful, but at the same time, the newspaper is very sensitive about the newspaper owners are very sensitive about it, because ultimately it's their brand identity that we will be replacing, right? So one of such integrations could be, you know, Amazon, let's say, for example, this is just an hypothetical example, Amazon writing, you know, Dukan of India. So this always, this Times of India, which is there in over that, you know, we can just write that Dukan, and then it becomes, when a user reads it, it becomes Dukan of India, right? So such integrations are also possible. Then going beyond the formats, a lot of brands have tried with the sensory perception, sensory innovations also. So, for example, I remember that there was, you know, hide and seek when they launched their coffee flavor biscuits, right? They actually integrated a coffee smell. Smell of coffee on the newspaper. So such innovations are very impactful. Obviously they are costly, but it definitely creates an impact. Then there was Volkswagen, which had created this talking newspaper. So whenever we open the newspaper, the newspaper, instead of we reading it, there was a news that was read by the newspaper itself, right? So that's a talking newspaper innovation. So the crux here is that, you know, advertisers want to go beyond conventional ways of you know, print advertising, and they want to you know, explore the innovations on print. Same thing is with magazines. You know, sampling is something which is kind of big when it comes to magazine. Sampling is basically, you know, placing a very small grammage unit and giving it along with the magazine so that users can try it. So, for example, a very recent example of sampling is that, you know, Iodex has sampled. Now, Iodex, if you have to buy it from the chemist shop, we'll get a big pack, but a sampling package was a very, very tiny tube that they had distributed along with the magazine, right? So sampling we can do both in newspaper, also in magazine, but it is more prevalent in magazine because it can carry the weight and all. Then similar to newspaper, there are format innovations like French windows. Then there is a cover flap, you know, over and above the magazine, that is possible. So summarizing, basically, you know, instead of the vanilla display print ad, you know, an innovation can have much more impact when it comes to print. Now, talking about the pros and cons of print, you know, print has a wide reach. You know, a lot of people read newspaper, a lot of newspapers. So we can, it is one of the highest reach media. We've seen that, you know, in terms of the ad revenues, TV, digital and print was one of the mediums, right? So wide reach is something that the print ensures. Then there is real-time availability. So every morning there's a new newspaper that keeps that is available, right? So even if we miss a chance to advertise today, probably we can get it done tomorrow. People generally who read newspaper are kind of informed, and these are people you know, who probably can also have capability of buying products. So it's a desirable audience that we are reaching out to, right? Ultimately, Then frequency of newspaper, like we said, they could be daily newspapers. There are, in some certain cases, there are weekly newsprints also, right? So it's very frequent. We can, if even if we miss advertising today, we can do it tomorrow. One of the interesting things with print is also that it can handle emergencies really well, you know, because the turnaround time on print is very, very short. So one of such good case studies for handling emergencies on print is the Paytm example. So back in 2016, when demonetization had happened, the speech from PM came at, I think, around 8 p.m. In the evening, that, you know, the notes notes of 500 and, you know, 1000 will no longer be a legal tender for some time. And that is when Paytm decided, I mean, right at that moment at 8 p.m., Paytm decided that they wanted to leverage this to promote Paytm as a digital payments app, right? So, right then and there, you know, they asked their creative agency to create a very, very basic creative about it, saying that, you know, demonetization has happened, but you don't need to worry about it because Paytm is there. You can choose Paytm to, you know, pay to vendors, pay to your friends, etc. And right the next day, you know, there was the ad in Hindustan Times that we saw. So we can see that the turnaround time for print is extremely small. It can handle emergencies, right? Yeah, so these are like the main advantages of print. But then there are certain disadvantages also. One of such disadvantages is that, you know, the time element. So basically, if there's an ad that comes in the newspaper and I skip reading a newspaper today, then it's gone. Like whatever efforts that I have, whatever monies that the advertiser has put, sometimes people just miss to read the ad, right? So the time element can act as a deterrent for a lot of advertisers to advertise in print. Then there is appearance, right? It's not consistent. Like standard newspapers like Times of India, you probably can be sure that, you know, your print probably will have a good print quality. But then there are other local newspapers who, you know, you don't have a complete assurance that the printing can happen the way you want it to look, right? Then another disadvantage is there are many different sizes to the newspaper. Again, giving Times of India example, if we consider a full page of Times of India, the vertical length of that is 52 centimeters versus the horizontal length is 32.9 centimeter. Okay, that's a very odd figure to have, right? But when it comes to, again, the, let's say, Hindustan Times, it may have the vertical length as 52.5 versus the horizontal length as 33.2. So when there are multiple such variations in the ad sizes, it becomes a very tough task for a creative agency or an advertiser to create such renditions. I mean, they'll have to create multiple renditions of those creatives. So this is one of the disadvantages of print. And then there could be hasty reading in the morning. So a lot of times we don't have time to, you know, read news, and we just want to, you know, read the top lines. In that case, because we are in a hurry, we just skip the ads and just go to the content, go directly to the content. These are some of the disadvantages of print. Now, talking about the outlook for print media, I think we've discussed that, you know, print is, the growth of print is quite stagnant, and it is not even close to the pre-COVID era. The circulations are not close to that. The revenues are not close to that. And it is also facing a lot of challenges from new age digital apps like there's Daily Hunt, there's InShots, of course, there's Times of India's own news app, So basically, slowly, slowly, people are moving from traditional formats of reading news on print to consuming news on the digital apps, right? Subscription growth again for newspapers is kind of muted. It has not grown, and revenue for print will grow only on the back of innovations that we discussed. Talking about the circulation, it may only reach about 90% of the pre-COVID levels. So no significant growth in circulations is also expected for print. Let's talk about out-of-home advertising now. Like the name says, right? Out-of-home is basically, any ad that any ad that's out of home, any ad that you see that is placed out of your home, that's basically out of home. It could be an ad that you see when you're traveling. It could be an ad on the facade of a mall when you are going for shopping. It could be an ad which is displayed at a railway station when if you when you're waiting for the train to come. Or it could also be an ad that is probably installed in the lift in the society of you, in your society, right? So that's basically an out-of-home advertising. Now, when it comes to the media characteristics of out-of-home, and the revenue of out-of-home, majority of the revenue of out-of-home, almost like for 55% of the revenues on out of home, it has actually come from the traditional out of home advertising. Traditional out of home advertising is basically the billboards that we see installed on the streets. It can also be an ad that is that you can see on that is attached to a foot over bridge, etc. So this is basically a traditional form of out-of-home advertising, and right now the majority of the revenues are coming from that traditional advertising. In OOH, there's also transit media that is included, and which is the second most contributor to the revenues, which is almost like 39% revenues in out-of-home. They come from transit advertising. Now, what is transit advertising? We all of us have seen would have seen ads on, let's say, metros or metro in the sense the metro trains, or even on the local trains, or on buses, to that matter, even rickshaws, right? So that's basically moving in transit. So that's basically the transit out of media. But what is upcoming is the digital OOH, and we'll talk about that a bit later. So yeah, so digital OOH is basically an out-of-home ad only, but it is not displayed on your traditional billboards, or it is not there on the buses or rickshaws. It is basically on a digital screen, right? In other countries like US, digital out-of-home is has actually overtaken the traditional forms of advertising, but in India it is upcoming and it is growing. So anything that you see on a big big screen, big digital screen, that's a digital outdoor advertising, and it's definitely upcoming in India. So when it comes to out of home, there are five main sectors that contribute to advertising on out of home. Real estate and construction is huge. There's organized retail, there's FMCG brands advertising, banking and financial services are there, and then there are consumer services. These five sectors are huge when it comes to out of home advertising. Netflix is one of such brands, just as an example, has kind of built its presence in India on the back of out of home. I mean, whichever new titles, whichever new movies or series that comes on Netflix, out of home is definitely a part of their media mix. Now, there are certain advantages when it comes to the out-of-home advertising. Firstly, you know, the views are larger, right? The billboards are huge, and that's where the impact happens. So whenever you step out of your home and you see you know, a digital billboard, there's an immediate impact that happens. Then out-of-home advertising is also very hyper-local. It's not even local, it's hyper-local, because you can actually choose to advertise in a particular place, in a particular city. So, for example, just giving example of the scope. So, when you advertise on TV, you cannot control whether your ad is going in Mumbai or in Delhi, for example. But when you advertise on radio, you can be sure that your ad is getting placed only in Mumbai or only in Delhi. That is happening at a city level. But when it comes to out of home, you can actually place your ad in a very, very specific area that you want. So that's hyper local nature of out of home, which is extremely good for you know, local advertisement. You know, because of the nature of out of home, right, and people are always moving when they're out, you know, the communication on out of home can be very, very simple, and it can act as a reminder to the main communication that is happening on other media. So out of home can also act as a reminder medium, as a part of our media plans. But then there are certain disadvantages too. Just what we were saying, that the message is very small and can be impactful, but at the same time, because the message is very brief, you know, we will not be able to communicate fully what we want to communicate, which we can probably do with, let's say, a print ad or let's say a 30-seconder TV commercial, right? So because the message is brief, we will not be fully communicate what we want to communicate. Then when it comes to you know, production of out-of-home creatives, right? They are actually printed on a vinyl material, and which is kind of harmful to the environment, and could also be dangerous to people. You know, people who actually have to climb up to install the out-of-home you know, commercials, and that's when it can actually be dangerous to people. You know, and then there are some practical aspects also. So there are certain legal restrictions which are there in different cities. So for example, in a city like Delhi, a banner no longer than 10 by 20 feet is allowed to be advertised in the city, right? So that kind of restricts the size of an outdoor ad, which was supposed to be the advantage of outdoor advertising. Then there are cities like Bangalore, wherein advertising within the city limits is not permissible. You can only advertise outside the periphery of the city. So such legal restrictions are also there, which are kind of disadvantages to out-of-home advertising. So talking about the future outlook, what lies ahead for out-of-home is that, you know, we've seen that the revenues for out-of-home are kind of now coming back to the pre-COVID levels. They're expected to reach almost like 38 billion by 2024. You know, traditional OH will continue to grow, but it will slowly get replaced by the digital OH. Now, with digital OH, there are certain advantages, like a digital ad can be run even programmatically also. Like, for example, if we have to compare a billboard, when we do a billboard advertising, it's a static ad that stays on that billboard for probably 7 days or 8 days in continuation. But when it comes to that big TV screen, the digital out of home, we can have multiple brands advertising on that space. So it also becomes very cost efficient for advertisers also, and also because of the great look and feel, you know, the media owners also can get more business, right? So the share of OH will, you know, share of digital OH will increase in the future. Yeah, so that's basically the future outlook of out of home advertising. So we've basically covered, you know, TV, radio, print, and then there is out of home. So one of such one such point which we should talk about when it comes to out of home and before ending our topic is that, you know, measurability on out of home right now is not very not very prominent, right? Like, for example, there's an ad. If there's an ad that's placed at a particular location, we don't know how many people have seen it. But there are efforts that are happening from the industry side that, you know, people are, the agencies are trying to figure out a way wherein they can actually integrate the mobility of, let's say, Google Maps and correlate that traffic to the ad exposures on the ad which we have installed. So that measurability is in progress as of now, and if that happens, out of home media can definitely see more growth in the coming years. So that's about it. That's basically an overview of the traditional paid media. In the next chapter, we will see paid advertising on digital media. Thank you.